This is a continuation of a reading of Ohio Yearly Meeting's Book of Discipline. The last time we finished the section on membership, we start again with a section on routine administration. In order to handle the routine business of the society and carry out the concerns of friends, the following organization of our worship group into meetings for business is customary, a plan which was originally developed by George Fox. The basic unit is the monthly meeting, which usually consists of one local meeting for worship, where, for some reason, such as fewness of numbers or newness of one congregation, it is desirable for two or more smaller meetings to comprise a monthly meeting. These smaller meetings are known as preparative meetings. They are responsible for preparing business for the monthly meeting, as well as handling what has to do specifically with their own individual group. Quarterly meetings, which meet four times in the year for spiritual fellowship, for handling any business concerns pertaining to the whole group, and for forwarding business to the yearly meeting, usually consists of two or more monthly meetings. The yearly meeting is the annual gathering for worship and business of several quarterly meetings. In this structure, the decision of each larger meeting takes precedence over those of the smaller meetings comprising it. The monthly meeting. The monthly meeting alone has the responsibility for admission, recording, and transferring of membership. It records the names and addresses of members and is responsible for extending them both spiritual care and such material aid as may sometimes be needed. It provides for the oversight of meetings for worship, of marriages, and of funerals. Each monthly meeting is expected to report to and to send representatives to its quarterly meeting and to extend care to and receive reports from its constituent preparative meetings, if any. The monthly meeting is responsible for the collection of funds needed for the work of its own and superior meetings. It may hold title to real estate or other properties and may undertake the administration of trust funds. If the members prefer, such funds may be placed in charge of the yearly meeting fiduciary trustees. The monthly meeting recognizes ministers of the gospel. It appoints overseers, clerks, a treasurer, trustees, and elders. It may appoint committees for leadership, council, ministry, or other purposes, all for stated periods of time. The concern of any member for extension of friends' work into new fields or for taking up specific tasks may be introduced for the consideration or support of the monthly meeting. In short, the monthly meeting is free to undertake any work or to assume any function consistent with our principles, which is not specifically assigned to some other meeting. The monthly meeting may undertake, usually with the cooperation of the quarterly meeting, the oversight of newly started meetings, helping, advising, and encouraging all such forms of outreach. On due notice given to the membership and clerks, the monthly meeting may be called into special session by its body of overseers. The quarterly meeting. The quarterly meeting, covering a larger area and representing the insights of a larger number of friends, occupies a valuable intermediary place among the monthly meetings. Its functions are mainly of two kinds. First, for coordinating or confirming concerns referred to it by a constituent meeting for its guidance or broader outlook and larger wisdom. Or, on occasion, for its additional weight in upholding a decision made under particularly difficult circumstances. A second and more perfunctory role is the carrying forward of routine reports or real concerns from the constituent meetings to the yearly meeting. It also has the duty of appointing its own representatives to the yearly meeting. Like the monthly meeting, the quarterly meeting may appoint for definite periods committees for various services, as well as its own officers. Procedures for business meetings. The right conduct of our business meetings, even in matters of routine, is important to our spiritual life, for in so far as friends are concerned in promoting the kingdom of God, we should rightly feel that its business is a service for Him. When we meet together, therefore, to transact the business of the society, the same spiritual fellowship realized in our times of worship together should continue through our meetings for business. The practice of beginning and concluding our meetings for business affairs with a time of worship is of the greatest significance. It is important for purposes of clarity that all minutes regarding actions to be taken by the meeting and those relevant to issues of faith be read in final form and approved by the meeting before the close of that meeting. Friends are reminded that inspired clerkship requires the continued prayerful support of the gathered body. All members are encouraged to attend all business meetings, realizing that the spiritual nurture and fellowship and the sense of community which our membership confers upon us must be maintained by our common efforts, and that the loving concern which we feel for our friends must be shown in our actions. A committee should be appointed annually in each quarterly, monthly, and preparative meeting to nominate clerk or clerks to serve for the following year. The clerks are to preside at all business meetings, keep accurate records of proceedings in a book provided for the purpose, and handle all correspondence of the meeting. Monthly meetings particularly are advised to attend to and finish all business with care and dispatch, that nothing may suffer through delay. It is the decision of the yearly meeting, as a general rule for all cases, that where any monthly or quarterly meeting has occasion for and requests copies of any papers, minutes, or records of another monthly or quarterly meeting, the same should be granted. When serious differences occur among friends and are recorded in the monthly or quarterly meeting minutes, all parties shall be furnished copies of the minutes so they can better understand each other. Monthly and quarterly meetings are to record all minutes or letters of introduction given to friends traveling in the ministry. When the concern of a friend has been carried out, he is to return his minute to the meeting which issued it, where its return is also to be recorded. When any new monthly meeting is set up, this is to be done under the care of a quarterly meeting. Similarly, new quarterly meetings are set up with the advice and approval of their yearly meeting. Preparative meetings are set up under the care of a monthly meeting. The same procedures are followed if meetings are being laid down. When any new meeting is officially opened, it should be attended by a group of friends appointed by the meeting which is supervising its setting up. However, new meetings for worship are always to be welcomed and encouraged and promptly offered any direct help from such friends as feel drawn to meet with them. All appointments of officers or committees should be made under conditions clearly defined as to limitation or renewal. In this session of the monthly meeting preceding each quarterly meeting, a few friends are to be appointed representatives to attend that meeting. Similarly, in the session of a quarterly meeting immediately preceding yearly meeting, at least four representatives shall be appointed to attend yearly meeting. Details of these appointments can be found on the section under yearly meeting procedure. Representation. Representatives to whatever meeting are advised to be punctual in their attendance. Those appointed to the yearly meeting in particular are further advised to send timely notice if likely to be prevented from attending, also not to withdraw early without obtaining consent of the meeting. It should not be overlooked that an essential part of the duty of any representative is to report back to the meeting which he represents some adequate account of the proceedings or concerns discussed in the meeting so attended. The yearly meeting. Our yearly meeting is designed to have the general oversight of our society and to transact its business. It is both a somber and joyous opportunity for its members to meet together in unity of purpose. As a consequence of the united spiritual concern felt by the attenders and the deep searching for divine will pervading the whole assembly, its business meetings, as well as those for worship, become times of spiritual refreshment. Yearly meeting procedure. Clerks for the yearly meeting are appointed annually by the quarterly meeting representatives. They preside at the meetings for business, read reports, record minutes, and answer routine correspondence. Names of quarterly meeting representatives and all written reports are to be given to the clerks well in advance of the sessions at which they are to be read. Representatives, if unable to attend all sessions, should advise the yearly meeting clerk. The nominating committee, to be a representative body, should consist of 2 members appointed by each monthly meeting with alternating 2-year terms. Each year's appointment should be reported to the quarterly meeting immediately preceding that year's yearly meeting sessions and will be included in the quarterly meeting reports given at the opening session of yearly meeting. The terms of friends thus named will begin after the close of that year's yearly meeting and continued through the next 2 yearly meeting sessions. A treasurer is to be appointed annually to have charge of funds, to pay bills, and distribute appropriations at the direction of the yearly meeting or the representative meeting. His accounts are to be examined yearly by an auditing and budget committee, which is also to draw up a budget for the needs of the coming year. The treasurer should notify monthly meetings of their quotas. The subject of apportionment of funds and distribution of documents should be occasionally reviewed by the quarterly meeting representatives to yearly meeting. Yearly meeting committees are encouraged to complete their work and submit written reports to the clerk before yearly meeting sessions. Around second month of each year, each yearly meeting committee should go through a self-examination process. These queries should be answered by the committee as a whole. Do we feel the power of Christ leading us in the work of our committee? Are there changes to committee size that might make us more effective? Answers to these queries will be incorporated into the committee's report to yearly meeting. The answers can be brief or in-depth, but they should be directed by the Spirit. Individual committee members should consider if they continue to feel led in service to the committee. This is particularly important for those whose term is up. Close communication with nominating committee during this process will benefit all parties. The minutes and proceedings of the yearly meeting are to be printed each year and distributed to all members through the monthly meetings as soon as possible after the close of sessions. Friends should give serious prayerful consideration before agreeing to be on committees or hold an office such as clerk, treasurer, etc. It is recommended that such service be limited to 3 positions. More than this may weaken the ability to serve effectively when needed. The administrative queries. In order that we may remind ourselves of the importance of conducting our affairs in an orderly manner, and so that the yearly meeting may be informed of the state of the society, it is directed that the following administrative queries be read and answered once in the year by each monthly and quarterly meeting, and a written report forwarded to the yearly meeting. The listener will note that the administrative queries are not the general queries which are provided in a later section. In making summaries of the administrative queries, the quarterly and yearly meetings should address matters that apply to them, specifically the 4th and 6th queries. First administrative query. What new meetings have been established? Have any meetings been discontinued? Second administrative query. Do parents take an active interest in the administration and quality of the teaching of the schools in which their children attend? Is each meeting making effective efforts to aid parents in the suitable religious instruction of their children? Third administrative query. Have the general queries been read and deliberately pondered and answered in all of our meetings? Have the advices been regularly read? Is the best possible time chosen for their reading suitable for deliberate consideration of them by all friends and attenders for their individual spiritual refreshment? Fourth administrative query. Are former minute books, all internment charts, and all records of similar importance stored in a suitable, fireproof, safe, or vault? Fifth administrative query. Are our meetings for business regularly held? fully and promptly attended? Are they conducted in a loving and solemn concern to make concerted effort toward unity of spirit? Sixth administrative query. Are our meetings prepared to continue the work if any friend in a position of responsibility, such as meeting clerks, treasurers, and recorders, is unable to serve? The representative meeting. Between annual sessions, urgent business of the yearly meeting is to be conducted by a representative meeting consisting of 21 persons, 7 of whom are appointed annually by the yearly meeting for 3-year terms. At least one member, and no more than 5, shall be named from each monthly meeting. The representative meeting is to meet regularly at least 2 times a year. Special meetings may be called by the clerk at the request of 4 or more of its members. 1/3 of the total appointed membership, rounded up in case of a fraction, is required to conduct business, including representatives from at least 1/2, rounded up, of the monthly meetings in the yearly meeting. The representative meeting is to keep written minutes of its proceedings and present them to the yearly meeting annually for its approval. Members of the representative meeting are urged to give a brief report of the business of representative meeting at their next monthly meeting for business. The duties of the representative meeting are as follows. 1. In general, to act for the yearly meeting when it is not in session. 2. To represent the yearly meeting and to appear on its behalf whenever the interest or reputation of the Society of Friends may call for it. 3. To authorize any material to be published and distributed under the name of the yearly meeting, including any memorials of deceased friends. 4. To extend to individuals under suffering for their testimonies, such advice and assistance as their cases may require, and, if necessary, to apply to persons in authority or to the government on their behalf. 5. To assist in the care of the yearly meeting house. The representative meeting may draw on the treasurer of the yearly meeting to cover its expenses. The representative meeting is not to adopt any article of faith or discipline which has not been authorized by the yearly meeting. This concludes our disciplines section on routine administration. Next time, we will start with a section on guidance and counsel, which may be more spiritually encouraging than administration. This podcast is a production of Omaha Yearly Meeting. This episode was a reading of Ohio Yearly Meeting's Book of Discipline. It was read by Chip Thomas and the audio edited by the same. We welcome feedback on this or any of our podcast episodes. Contact us through our website, ohioyearlymeeting.org, or email us at oimconservative@gmail.com.